This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Libya today, mixed messages and mixed emotions. In Tripoli, rebels met with stiff resistance from fighters loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. That's after their initial sweep into the city. That news eclipsed raucous celebrations in the Libyan rebel capital of Benghazi, and it forced rebel leaders to tamp down expectations of an easy victory. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has the story from Benghazi.
At a news conference, Libyan Transition National Council leader Mustafa Abdul Jalil was blunt when asked when he would declare victory in the rebel battle for Libya. This is his translator.
The real moment of victory is when Gaddafi is captured.
But where the Libyan leader is remains a mystery. No one knows whether he is still in Tripoli or hiding among his tribesmen in his hometown of Sirte on the coast or in Libya's southern desert. Other rebel officials were equally cautious about saying when the war will end. One senior rebel security official told NPR on background that it will take a while. He said the NATO and rebel plan to liberate Tripoli took 3 months to craft. With 2 million residents living in the sprawling coastal capital, the rebels have to brace for, quote, surprises, the official added. But delaying a formal end to the fighting also helps rebel leaders put off announcing their plans for who will lead Libya after Gaddafi and when the transition council will move to Tripoli. At the news conference, transition council leader Jalil would only say the council will move there when it's, quote, safe. He and other officials are also vague about who is doing what on the council these days after a shakeup following the murder of the rebel military chief, General Abdel Fattah Younis. Nor have they revealed the names of the Tripoli-based members of their leadership team, citing security concerns. Jalil also declined to specify when Libyan rebels engaged in battles across the country might be asked to put down their weapons and return to work. Asked about an exchange of gunfire around one of Gaddafi's son's houses in Tripoli on Sunday, Jalil said through his translator he would step down if the rebels engage in anarchy and revenge.
I hail the leaders of these groups, and I trust their word, but some of the actions of some of their followers worry me. And these might be the reason or the cause of my resignation.
Some news reports have quoted rebel leaders saying they want civilian authorities, not frontline fighters, to control security in Tripoli and elsewhere in a post-Gaddafi Libya. They suggest there won't be a wholesale purging of his regime as there was in Iraq after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. That may be in part because the North African country's complicated mix of tribes makes it unlikely all Libyans will accept the Benghazi-based rebels as their next government. In Benghazi's Liberation Square, where the Libyan uprising began in mid-February, residents seemed unfazed by the questions about the future. Dozens of men and boys played table soccer while nearby children rode on mechanical seesaws. One resident headed to the square carrying a rebel flag in his briefcase was Ismail Sharkazi. The 30-year-old who works in the tourist trade says he and others here realize that huge obstacles remain to reuniting Libya. He and other Benghazi residents can't even get to Tripoli at the moment because key cities along the way remain in the hands of pro-Gaddafi forces. Still, Sharkazi says he hopes the council will soon unveil its plans for a new government and move their operations to Tripoli as soon as possible. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Benghazi.